This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you that exceptional American, I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. So nothing happened, or at least there's no real end result as we know it today of productive value in the talks with Mr. Kim. Mm-hmm. Left a little bit early. Actually, I was just about ready to turn it in last night, and all of a sudden, big flash comes across that 2 hours early, the negotiations end. So Mr. Pompeo and Donald Trump get up there in Hanoi and have a press conference and basically say, it's over for right now. They left on good terms. They're going to go back to their respective countries and come back and negotiate again. No, absolutely no feeling that they're going to not come back. I want to make that very, very clear. That I think the president made it clear. It sounds like, from what we're hearing in the other news agencies and also from what we're seeing here on Drudge, and certainly later on, I kind of hung around after the news conference, and I was kind of looking around at some of the other channels. It is very, very interesting to note that it looks like they're going to come back. I mean, it really sincerely on Kim's part. Now, I said this about their leader. He's not like his dad. He's not like his grandfather. He's not like any of the other dictators of Korea. Remember, he was Swiss educated. He knows about getting on jet airliners and flying around the world. But it's interesting to note. You know, we can hammer on the Korean thing all we want to. It's socialist communist country, right? This country is the clearest example. One of the clearest examples. You have to go to Cuba, and now you can see the progressions, if you will, in the socialist-communist spectrum of dictatorships. You can check out go to Venezuela, go to Cuba, and then go to Korea. Three different states of socialist-communist behavior, plain and simple. In Venezuela, it is in transition from a strong socialist, used to be capitalist. You know, this is exactly as Marx and Friedrich Engels back in the day envisioned it, and Lenin and the like. They envisioned that they would make this gradual transition from capitalism. Capitalism obviously springs forth, excuse me. You know what's happening here. Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. Anyway, getting back to the meat at hand. They said that this transition that you have to make from capitalism to socialism to communism, right, is a natural. It's just a natural fit, and it is. They are right. But look what you get. Look what you get. Now, remember, the notion of communism in the Marxist doctrine, 1848, Karl Marx, Friedrich Engels comes up with a communist manifesto. And why? Why would they come up with the communist manifesto in 1848? Just out of the blue? What was going on in the world that was so important that they do something that set up to stop what was known as American-style capitalism? How about stopping the thought process that drives people to capitalism, freedom, and liberté? Maybe that was the plan for communism. Because that's really what it was when they came up with all those planks in the Communist Manifesto, was to stop the spread of American capitalism, or capitalism in general. But American style in particular, it's kind of a pernicious variety of freedom and liberty, isn't it? The notion that you have God-given rights. I want to inject that because that's exactly what was going on then. So they come up with the natural transitions. And you can read about this all in the history of communism and how communism came to be. And it's all kind of sprinkled with all this stuff. You got to remember, they were people of their time. They were living what was the life that they knew at the time, the circumstances at the time, and then projecting forward, hey, you know, if we don't stop this American-style capitalism, what's it going to be for us, the kings, the potentates, the aristocracy? What's it going to be in Europe if, oh my gosh, we lose that money, honey, called the New World, where we're plundering and getting all the riches from all those people? Huh? And who was doing most of that? Think about that. So this is where we see the transition. It's just so smooth, isn't it? And we got three great examples. You've got Venezuela, you've got Cuba, and now North Korea. Not now, but forever. And look what you get in North Korea. You know, when the wall fell and communism collapsed by 1991, you had Romania as an example. All these, you know, these Eastern European countries, they were subjected to the purest forms of communism that we've ever known, except for now you have the one that's really kind of last of the communist nations, North Korea, in pure form. These people there are reduced to eating dirt. That's how they sustain themselves. And the classic example is how Dear Leader couldn't even get an airplane out of his own country because they don't have aircraft they have only Soviet era aircraft. And you know, how old are those airplanes? And then how competent, this was the story yesterday or the day before, how competent are the pilots? They don't even have pilots that are trained to fly the aircraft that they have. And of course, who wants to get aboard some of those planes? Some of those planes have been sitting around runways down there in Korea for years. They don't have necessarily an Air Force. Heck no, not like they used to. They used to have all these MiGs and everything. No MiGs for you today. No airplanes for you today. So here's the point. Is this where California's going? Huh? Is this where the rest of the nation is going? And I say this because, you know, we are living in a very unique time where we have the rise of socialism through our capitalistic nation. And it's pernicious. And where did it start? This whole notion of socialism across the country. Where was the test case? Where were the beta tests being done to bring socialism, communism, totalitarianism to the United States? It started in California. I mean, all these things that we're hearing in the news today about, you know, late-term abortion and all this other stuff, all this stuff is all stuff out of California. Every bit of it, the high taxation, everything Ocasio-Cortez says started in California. I want you to do some history on, well, you know, I know that people say, well, New York and Columbia University. Well, there's a pushback. You got Columbia University and you got Berkeley. You got the sandwiching effect. But on both coasts, you had it. But mostly here in California, it started to really spread back. In other words, there was like an echo. It came from the East Coast, came from Europe, came from the East Coast, boom, hit the West Coast. Now it's echoing back through our society. It's becoming quite pernicious. That's where we have the open borders. No borders for you. We don't need no stinking borders. So socialism is on the march in this country. And if we can take a look at the three examples of how well socialism has worked out and keep those focused, then we will stop the rise of the totalitarians. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Oh.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website. And that website is a21r.com. For those of you that want to take the shortcut, you can also go to agenda21radio.news. It gets you. Okay, we got a lot of things to cover here today, so let's stay with us. Stay focused. Agenda 21 Radio Coffee is in your future. We're thinking about selling it, actually. Some people are approaching me saying, you should sell it. Okay, well, let's see. You know, I don't know. You know, never done that sort of thing, so I just know that I made some man-style coffee. Pot de. En français, pot de. En anglais, part two. That's what we have here. Pot two. Not part, but, you know, you get the drift. It's the second pot that we're on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so Pelosi unlikely to try impeachment. Dems renew. Okay, this is what came out of yesterday, and I'm going to tell you right now. It was a nothing burger. As I said, it's a nothing burger. Burger. Oh, Sandy Burglar. Let's try and go back to Sandy Burglar days. The cover-up is just absolutely astounding. You got to remember something. What we're seeing here is the cover-up, really, of the millennia, of the ages that's happening. And the cover-up is all about the Clintons, basically, and also about the extensions before the Clintons. In about, might go back to the 1930s, Roosevelt, those days, Hoover. I mean, there is a linkage between all of it. A lot of people don't get that. But we are fighting the modern-day battle that it was set forth, well, in 1848 by the Communist Manifesto. This battle is the modern battle. Then we've gone through the Third Reich, the First Reich, Second Reich, Third Reich. Now we're into the Fourth Reich, many people say. Isn't that interesting? That's kind of interesting. So we have Pelosi saying, after all this, this is the underlying bottom line, one of the articles that we have here, is that Pelosi unlikely to try impeachment. I don't think she's going to try impeachment. I think that this whole thing that happened yesterday was one of the best things that could have happened for Donald Trump. I look for his numbers to start to rise. This is from The Hill. This is from The Hill. It says, why impeachment is unlikely to try, why Pelosi is unlikely to try impeachment on Trump. It says here that Speaker Nancy Pelosi, D, California, remember that, the spread of Californianism, right? There's that, like, communism, Californianism. What do you think of that? Says Nancy Pelosi will soon have to make one of the biggest decisions of her political career, whether to impeach Donald Trump. Starting impeachment proceedings seems unlikely to end in a Senate conviction, given two-thirds majority needed in a body Republicans control with a 53-47 majority. That makes it a tricky political proposition, especially as Democrats eye a 2020 election. They think that could end the Trump era and leave Democrats in control of Congress and the White House. That scenario would leave Pelosi with the chance at scoring some sweeping policy achievements on health care and climate change in her last years in Washington. Well, I thought maybe today was... Well, let's talk about her last years in Washington. Is there a replacement for Nancy Pelosi, and is that replacement going to be a Republican out of California? Shocking, a Republican. I can't believe that. Oh, yeah. This is a story that's... We're out in front of this story for years to come. I mean, in the next... After 3 or 4 years from now, you're going to say, gosh, Paul, in 2018, you were right. Well, that's because we kind of understand how this whole thing is shaken out, right? There is a Nancy Pelosi replacement, and she's a Republican, or my dad. Well, it claims to be. Globalists claim to be anything. They're chameleons, right? Ooh, I like that. It says, people who have worked closely with Pelosi believe she will take the more pragmatic approach and not move to impeach Trump, barring a bombshell finding from special counsel Robert Mueller. Well, let's talk about the bombshell finding that happened yesterday with Cohen, who's up on the Hill again today as we speak. What bombshell was there? Someone pulled the plug. Someone dropped the bomb from 60, 70, 80,000 feet. It's deeply penetrated and embedded in the floor. Did it go off? No. No bomb for you. No bombshells. I mean, it all has to come back to whether or not Mueller has anything on Russia, Russia, Russia. And Mueller has nothing on Russia, Russia, Russia. There's no there there. We know that. We know that. They say the speaker is focused on the Democratic agenda ahead of the 2020 election. Democrats like to govern, a former leadership aide said. The risk of impeachment is that it could backfire. And it will. It will backfire. So just even their talk of it right now, and I think Pelosi gets that. I think Pelosi gets that. I think Pelosi looks at everything and says, well, we have the election system so corrupted in America. Thank you to the California way of doing business, right? Look at what's going on in South Carolina right now. That's a Democratic thing. That whole thing is set up by the Democrats, that whole voter fraud. That's the voter fraud way. Now, that it's a Republican, of course, who's been snagged and all that stuff. And I guess the question was that a setup? That's the other thing. If the public turns on Pelosi's party for focusing on Trump and impeachment instead of legislating and governing, it could give new political momentum to Trump, just as an impeachment push by a Republican speaker, Newt Gingrich, did for Bill Clinton in 1998. It's unimaginable that Trump could win four more years with the Senate staying in GOP hands and the House flipping, though for Pelosi and Democrats, that's the nightmare scenario. Hint, hint, hint. Nightmare scenario, New California. Trump last year said he believes impeachment would play to his advantage. Absolutely it would. In the talk of it right now, in these hearings, all this stuff that charade yesterday. I got to tell you something. Elijah Cummings, I was watching his body language. You got to look at the history of Elijah Cummings. He goes back to the Civil Rights Day with Martin Luther King. He gets it. Deep inside of him, he has a sense of decency. And I just, when I was watching him read in all the stuff, and well, we were on Agenda 21 Radio yesterday doing this live, I was watching him and I said to myself, you know, he's having a tough time with this hearing right up front. He was having a tough time reading what he had to at the very beginning. And it wasn't that he's nervous. I mean, he's been doing this kind of stuff for, 30, 40 years. I just felt he didn't like what he was doing there with Mr. Cohen. And I kind of got the sense, even with some of the other Democrats, they didn't like it because he's a rat. Cohen's a rat. And they know he's a rat. And no one likes to have a felon telling you in testimony after he lied to you already. What's going on? How bad did that project yesterday? How bad did that project? Badly. Badly around the nation. And I don't even care what the poll. I haven't seen the polls yet, of course. We haven't. We got two more minutes before Rasmussen comes out. That could be a day delay or whatever on that one. Presidential tracking poll. We'll check that out in a couple minutes after the break. Gosh, where's time going? We're having so much fun. Says Trump last year said he believes impeachment would play to his advantage. I'm here to tell you the same thing. It's hard to impeach anybody or somebody who hasn't done anything wrong and who's created the greatest economy in the history of our country, Trump said, adding the people would revolt if that happened. Probably. That's why collusion. Where's the collusion? Where is the high crimes and misdemeanors? Really? Anyway, we'll wait and see. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com. And you know, gosh, We are winning, winning, winning.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
No agreement reached between Trump and Kim at nuclear summit, White House says. I was watching this live. I think we'll play a clip out of YouTube on this one. It says, talks between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un wrapped up significantly earlier than expected Thursday, and the White House announced that no agreement had been reached between the leaders. Dear leader, well, that's what's going on. A planned signing ceremony set for Thursday afternoon in Hanoi, Vietnam, was scrubbed. Let's see if we got the correct thing going on here. No, we don't. You know, we're gonna play the some of the announcement from that. It was scrubbed. You know how scrubbing goes, right? So they came out and had a little news conference. And he took questions from people. It was very, very interesting. I didn't hear if Acosta was there. It didn't sound like he was there. You know, I don't know if they, how much pandering goes on to Acosta. It says Trump and Kim were scheduled to have lunch, but did not enter the dining room where reporters were assembled. Sanders said Trump's news conference, which had been scheduled for 4 p.m., was then moved to 2 p.m. at his hotel. Kim had signaled during an earlier unprecedented question and answer session with reporters that he is ready for denuclearization, reaffirming a commitment long sought by the Trump administration and the international community. Says this was his quote now about this. This is what I was talking about in the first segment. Block A, if I'm not willing to do that, I won't be here. I wouldn't be here right now, Kim said through an interpreter. That's a good answer, Trump replied. This is an earlier sit-down with the when the two of them had it with the interpreter. The interpreter's sitting behind him. It's kind of weird in the in that particular situation. It's kind of strange. I just think it's kind of strange that they're sitting behind him. To me, it's kind of like, what in the world is that all about? I've had that sort of thing before. I had to give a speech one time in front of a church. It's a very interesting. It's a wonderful church, actually. It had like 5,000 people in it. In the front, and then another, I think about another 1,000 off on a little ante out there, and I was asked to give a speech there. And it was absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing, because none of them spoke English. Well, I mean, they spoke English, some of them did, you know, broken English, but the predominant majority of the people did not do that. No, they spoke another language, and I'm not going to tell you which one. I know it's kind of sneaky. But they had all these, at every seat in the church, they had these little listening earbud things. You put those on, and you could hear. So it was kind of interesting. Before they introduced me, I was sitting out in the crowd, up in the front row, actually. The up in the front row thing just doesn't do it for me in those kind of situations. But you got to do it for convenience sake, because you're kind of, you know, cued in to step up on the platform there to give your presentation. And I'm sitting there looking around going, wow, man, and listening to this. And it was really kind of interesting. It's kind of United Nations style. You see the people in the United Nations listening to those ear things to the translators, right? The same thing, same thing. And it's a little disconcerting, but that front seat, you know, business, I'd rather sit out with the people. But, you know, you just can't do that. You just can't do that. So we have a press conference. Now, I'm going to play a little bit, not very much, just so you get the flavor that this press conference happened last night and how this whole thing went down. Here we go.
Begin by thanking the Prime Minister and President of Vietnam. We're in Hanoi. It's an incredible city. What's happened over the last 25 years has been incredible for the people of Vietnam. The job they've done, economic development, really something special. So I want to thank all of the people of Vietnam for having treated us so well. We have, I think, reasonably attractive news from Pakistan and India. They've been going at it, and we've been involved in trying to have them stop. And we have some reasonably decent news. I think, hopefully, that's going to be coming to an end. It's been going on for a long time. Decades and decades. There's a lot of dislike, unfortunately. So we've been in the middle trying to help them both out, see if we can get some organization and some peace. And I think probably that's going to be happening. We have Venezuela, as you know, has been very much in the news, and we're sending supplies. Supplies are getting through a little bit more. It's not easy. It's hard to believe somebody would say, let's not do it. What difference would that make, except it's great for his people to let it get through? But we're sending a lot of supplies down to Venezuela. People are starving to death. And you would really think that the man in charge currently would let those supplies get through. We are getting them into some of the cities and some of the areas that need them the most. And it's not an easy job. It's very difficult, actually. On North Korea, we just left Chairman Kim. We had a really, I think, a very productive time. We thought, and I thought, and Secretary Pompeo felt that it wasn't a good thing to be signing anything. I'm going to let Mike speak about it. But we literally just left. We spent pretty much all day with Kim Jong-un, who is, he's quite a guy and quite a character. And I think our relationship is very strong. But at this time, we had some options, and at this time, we decided not to do any of the options, and we'll see where that goes. But it was a very interesting 2 days, and I think actually it was a very productive 2 days. But sometimes you have to walk, and this was just one of those times. And I'll let Mike speak to that for a couple of minutes, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. We had been working our teams, the team that. I brought to bear, as well as the North Koreans, for weeks to try and develop a path forward. So at the summit, we could make a, a big step along the way towards what the two leaders had agreed to back in Singapore in June of last year. We made real progress, and indeed we made even more progress when the two leaders met over the last 36 hours. Unfortunately, we didn't get all the way. We didn't get to something that ultimately made sense for the United States of America. I think Chairman Kim was hopeful that we would. We asked him to do more. He was unprepared to do that, but I'm still optimistic. I'm hopeful that the teams will get back together in the days and weeks ahead and continue.
Well, they go on and they talk about how optimistic they really are, and I believe them. I think that Kim, he was Swiss educated, so he knows how to get on airplanes, and he doesn't have an airplane. He had to take a train. It took him hours and hours and hours to take a train from North Korea through China into Vietnam. And then, actually, I guess the last 100 or so miles, he had to stop at the border and drive into Hanoi. So, motorcade. You got to remember something. This is something that dictators, by the way, dictators don't quite understand. Maduro's understanding this. That's why I say, look at, if you want to teach your children, have them go, okay, let's take a look at Venezuela. Let's take a look at Cuba. Let's take a look at North Korea. Why is it that Castro doesn't leave? Why is it he never goes anywhere? Because he's afraid of a coup d'etat. Well, that, he's no longer there, but you see what I'm saying. The leaders of Cuba, they never leave. They never go outside the country. No, they're afraid of a coup d'etat. And who's running that risk right now? The hardliners in North Korea with Mr. Oh. He's definitely running that risk. You see, when the leaders are away, the rats play. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Here today in the beautiful city of Miami. The President and I are honored to stand with all of you as we together support the people, great people of Venezuela. I'm proud to be here with you in the United States of America as your First Lady. Many of you in the room know what it feels like to be blessed with freedom after living under the oppression of socialism and communism. In Venezuela, the people are on the brink of reclaiming their own liberty. Today, we must let the Venezuelan people hear us all with one united voice. There is hope, we are free. And we pray together loudly and proudly that soon the people of Venezuela will be free as well. My husband is here today because he cares deeply about the current suffering in Venezuela. This afternoon, he has an important message to share. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce my husband, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Well, Melania has got to have her day, right? And she did. She had it there. This was a couple weeks ago now. This was when the President went down to Miami to talk to the Venezuelan-American community. Remember that? Maybe you don't remember that. Because it didn't get a lot of play. Because you got to ramp it up with Maduro, right? And the whole Venezuelan thing. So here we have a former capitalistic country that's gone socialist, that's now trying to get into the communist. Well, I guess now, actually, even since this presentation by Melania, the introduction of the President in Miami, look what's happened to Venezuela. It's out of control. It's getting more out of control every day. You know, this is how it always starts. And it's kind of like it's about ready to boil over. The frogs are jumping out, literally. I mean, you have a lot of the Venezuelan soldiers that are deserting. This is a clue that it's not working for them. When you have the ranks in Venezuela that are being starved, I mean, the general population is being starved to death. They're eating out of Jorge Ramos the other day. What happened to him? Jorge Ramos was taken into custody because he showed some films. He was interviewing Maduro. And he was questioning Maduro. Maduro said, oh, people aren't eating out of trash cans around here. Really? Listen, we reported trash can scavenging by the population well over a year ago. In fact, you might remember that they were running out of water in most places because the water municipalities weren't working. Of course, the government had seized control of them, right? Just like they had seized control over their oil production. Just like they had seized control over the electricity, the power plant. Is that happening in California? No. Oh, no, California. Come on, here we come. Right? Well, Californication's coming to you. Because the test bed now is, of course, we've had all these insane fires. And now we have just pummeling rain and snow to cover all the Sierras, the foothills, everything in California. And what are they trying to do to us? Are they washing something away out of the soil? Trying to, anyway. It's not going to work. Remember, plants have lignin in them. And they're pretty good preservatives in lignin that preserve the real record of things that happen. They're called, I don't know if you understand botany and understand tree rings. Tree rings are really, 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 really a good indicator of climatic events. Global warming, global cooling. Guess what? How do you think we can substantiate the evidence of global warming and global cooling and what happens? Part of it is by, I almost said onion rings, but tree rings. Yeah, okay, they're rings. Onion rings are rings. But tree rings hold the clue to a lot of things. So are they trying to wash out? This is something we were talking about this the other day. The people I talked to about this, they're not people that are, they get it. Some of these people are big-time scientist people, and they get it. They totally get it. This is where it comes from. They're saying, can we tell if there's aluminum oxide in the tree rings? And I'm like, wow, what a concept. Maybe that's the reason why they think they can wash it all away out of paradise. Which leads us to the Oroville Dam, right? We don't want to talk about the Oroville Dam. Because that's a dam that almost failed and almost killed 1 million people in California. That's the one. Yeah, we don't want to talk about that. That was kind of one of the really big... They got caught with their panties down, is what happened. Jerry Brown was caught clearly with his panties down. That's a bad visual, I know. But, you know, when you're cowering under the desk of your... in your office, deep within the bowels of the Capitol building of California, with all the other cockroaches that skimmy around down there. Well, it's kind of uncomfortable, I bet, with those panties down. And he got caught. It's going to come back to us to haunt us. But my point is this. Now, all of a sudden, guess what? PG&E is bankrupt. And in their bankruptcy, what are they doing? Well, they're going to turn themselves over to the state, and it's going to be run by the state of California. Shocking. The state of California running the power system in California. Really. And they will be able to turn the switches on and off. The state. Imagine that. Taking a private company and giving it over to the state, and the state runs it. That's what happens in Venezuela. That's what happened, well, certainly in Korea, in Cuba, and how about South Africa? All these totalitarian places always take over the power companies and the water. Oh, gosh, the water, Nancy Pelosi, right? I mean, we just want to get both feet into communism. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. It's already over for this hour. It's in the can almost. The proverbial can. You can catch up on all of our shows and our podcasts. We get a lot of podcasting going on. Agenda 21 Radio is, of course, broadcast over Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster, and getting bigger. Getting much, much bigger, Red State Talk Radio. We're going to be ubiquitous in the 2020 election, Red State Talk Radio. And I'll tell you, we have a rundown of shows at Red State Talk Radio, that is, absolutely extraordinaire. We are large and in charge, getting larger anyway, and we are not at CPAC this year. We're not going to go to CPAC this year. We think it's a nothing burger at CPAC. You know, CPAC is an interesting place, and I know I've talked to some people at CPAC that are going. Now, the conservative CPAC is the Conservative Political Action Committee or something like that. It's a big thing in Washington, D.C. I've been there. And we're going to go next year. Red State Talk Radio will be all over the place. And we'll be joining forces with another news agency, by the way, which we're going to announce that pretty soon about our affiliations that are going on through many different news agencies. So we're pretty excited about that. And there's a full spectrum of news that's going to be coming at you here in just really a very, very short period of time. So this is stuff to just kind of remember about, right? Anyway, we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Got a lot of stuff to talk about in the second hour. And Red State Talk Radio, remember that. I might take your phone calls. I have to check out the system. We had some hitches in the giddy-up yesterday. It's kind of interesting. In the radio world, especially when they don't want you to talk about things like Oroville Dam. Hello. Oh, don't worry. We'll get to all that stuff and more here on Agenda 21 Radio. So remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And newcaliforniastate.com. Convention is on. Convention is on for the 4th Constitutional Convention for New California. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional, America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.